Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
There's so many big name music stars on tour in Australia right now. George Michael, Tom Jones. Oh, and Whitney Houston.
And something and something. I can't breathe. And I will always love you.
That's the problem when you have too much nose candy, Whitney. See, the Two Fat Lattes are clean living, and they could have done a much better job. The Two Fat Lattes, putting on a good performance every time.
Dressing in drag will cost extra. No guarantees singing will be any good, like Whitney.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, poor Whit.
Poor Whitney. And you know what makes me laugh about Whitney?
What?
Is that I work with so many people in China. And you know,
they're called Whitney.
A lot of them love to call themselves Whitney.
What is that?
Whitney and Felix.
Because she was quite popular in Asia.
She was huge. But so was George.
George Michael.
Yeah. You don't meet many Chinese people called George.
That's true.
Do you?
You don't.
But I think, because then I think there's a bit of confusion whether it's George Michael or Boy George.
When I taught in China, I used to give out Chinese English names to the children.
You picked it?
I picked one. I'm calling you...
Dinky Dai.
Yeah, and did I'm you calling you Homer.
And
there was a teacher who liked
one Homer.
Yeah, there was a teacher, an Irish teacher that I taught with, and he called all of his children from characters from The Simpsons.
Really?
He did.
Oh, see, now you're going to force me next week when I'm in China to give people names.
They might already have English names, so you don't have to, Benny.
I want to. I want to rechristen.
You are listening to the Two Fat Lattes.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Benny.
Yeah, we're back. And do you know how many messages we've received tonight?
Zero.
Zero.
I told you everyone's away. It's a beautiful night outside. Why would you be listening to the radio?
We're not going
to
bother anymore.
I'm not going to come
in?
I'm
not going to bother with the community. That's the love we get.
That's all right.
Oh, everyone needs a weekend off.
That's right.
Even our listeners.
They can't listen to us every week.
Poor listeners. That what they have to go through during the day.
What you had to go through when you didn't have Foxtel for 2 weeks.
I died. Can I just say how hideous is free-to-air television?
Well, I would have argued how hideous is the paid,
shut up,
the paid version. But anyway.
Look, they may repeat several times a day.
Several, okay.
They may repeat, but good on them for repeating. Because I had to endure a week of free-to-air television.
And how was that for you?
I nearly went emo on myself.
Did you dry reach?
I dry reached. I was sick. And
so you got ill as well.
So on top of the illness was bad television.
Oh, that's the straw that
breaks
the camel's back.
Has anyone ever tried to describe to you about how free-to-air television works?
No one's going to explain it to me.
Well, I forgot the caliber of Australian broadcasting.
What did you come up with?
Some hideous show called MKR. My Kitchen Rules.
Oh, yeah, I saw a bit of that.
Ooh.
Bad.
Ooh. Can I just say ooh once more time?
You can.
I had to endure not only the Vancouver Games where we won like millions of medals.
Didn't we only win two?
Yes, and we've seen it over and over and over and over. Because I had to go into the kitchen, grab a frying pan and walk towards the television and about to slap it. If I saw that go-kart on the ice go upside down one more time.
Oh, really? It's not a go-kart, Benny.
What is it?
It's a toboggan, isn't it?
Toboggan. It's too bogan for me. That bogan was hideous. Oh, and not only is it too bogan, they couldn't even drive the bastard. It went upside down. They drove all the way upside down, and every 5 minutes we had to watch it.
Oh, that's exciting, apparently. What about the, the remote? Where was that?
Oh, well, it didn't, because I've got lousy reception, so I couldn't really
watch. Oh, so you could watch it only channel, whatever it is.
I couldn't even watch channel 31. Oh. That would have been a relief.
Is it, so without your pay TV, you can't watch anything.
You know what I had to endure? I had to endure the Australian version of Ready, Steady, Cook.
Well, do you watch the English one?
Yes.
Oh, look at you, all highbrow.
No, but the English one is gorgeous. The English one is camp as. But the Australian one's got that Peter Everett.
Yes, yeah. He fluffs about.
Who the hell is he? He's like Lisa Marie. No, not Lisa Marie. Is it Anne Marie? Who was from Big W? No, from Big Brother.
Oh, Sarah Marie.
Sarah Marie with testicles. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh.
Did you watch one episode or two?
Well, no, I was watching the episode where some lady cook, she was touching a fillet. She had a snapper fillet, and she was trying to do something creative with her snapper fillet. So what she did, she thought she'd create a parcel.
Yes.
She would convert her snapper fillet into a tasty parcel. And so the way she did it was she wrapped it up in bacon.
Oh, nice.
So the way to make a snapper fillet even more attractive is to wrap it up in bacon.
Right.
But then the compere of the show saw her little parcel and came over and he was inspecting her parcel.
Oh.
While she wasn't looking, he stuck his finger in her parcel and he goes, oh, it's very firm. And like he stuck his finger in. But then you know what he did?
What?
He pulled back her rashes. He pulled back her rashes and had a sniff of her parcel.
You're on Joy.
I've got messages to read out, Frank.
Go for it, doll.
Pete wrote in and he says, I'm listening and I think Juzzy is too.
Who's Juzzy?
Pete knows.
Good on you, Juzzy.
On you, Juzzy. Thank you for listening. Darling, can I request a big shout out to my favourite fag hag, Gabby, from Altona North. She is gorgeous and loves the two fat lattes. And that's from John.
A big hello to Gabby.
And to John. Thank you very much for listening. And two rainbows driving home from work. It's Joe and Nards. And they say, hello, Benny and Frank.
And a big hello back.
Hello, Joe and Nards. Grant from Gordon rang in to say that he's listening as he drives his truck.
Fabulous, Grant. We can always count on Grant. He's always tuning in.
He's always driving that truck with his high heels on. There's one here from Mike in Northcote, and he says, Benny, you're not the only bear left. You're not the only bear left in the Melbourne woods.
Did
and
no one tell you
what
that you're a bear?
I'm a twink. Aren't I?
Have you been deluding yourself all this time?
Or is that a Twinkie?
Or you'd like a Twinkie.
Yes, so there we go. So hello to Mike in Northcote. And you boys are naughty. I love it. My faves on Joy. And that's from Julie member. I won't say her number. She's a member. Thank you, Julie.
Good on you, Julie. Love your work.
They're all checking in. They're all docking in with us as we speak.
We love a good docking.
Especially if they're from Northcote. We love a Northcote dock.
Do we?
Well, we love it from anywhere, really. Don't we? There's no suburb we would reject.
That's true.
There's no John West.
We'll hang shit on it, but we won't reject
you. But hanging shit on it means that we love it.
That's true.
Doesn't it? The Biggest Loser. Can we go back to watching free-to-air television?
Now, I know you've had a really big week with free-to-air.
I've had to recover. Now, who's the chick that hosts Biggest Loser?
She's a sports chick.
Now, the thing is that all these people that have come out of the woodwork, all these presenters on TV.
Now, I've forgotten her name.
Like, they're on TV.
Hayley Lewis. She's
is
a
that
swimmer.
Hayley Lewis?
Yeah.
What's she doing on
she
Biggest Loser?
She used to
Loser?
Be chunky.
No.
She did. She gave her story about being big.
She was never chunky.
That's what she said.
Was she?
She was.
She wasn't in the whale enclosure.
No.
No.
But she was big.
She might have been a seal, but she wasn't. She wasn't Belen.
She had.
Was she
had padding.
She had padding.
Well, look, this is what she said.
Has she had kids?
I don't know. Is this?
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't.
Well, how can she possibly tell people how to lose weight?
Well, she's not. She's hosting the show, Benny.
Oh, that's true. Now, something happened while I turned around.
What happened?
In the couple of years that I haven't watched Biggest Loser.
Yes.
Because how many shows have we had now,
Biggest Loser? I think that's probably the fourth or the fifth.
Now, I watched the very first one.
Yeah.
And then I sort of like...
You lost
Then
plot.
I blinked for like several years.
Yes.
And then I came back and I have to report. Can I do my report?
Do your report.
Now, apparently, they thought it would be a good idea if they went in as couples.
Yeah, that happened last year too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I don't like it.
Nah.
There's too many colours.
Yes.
And they're not rainbow.
No,
there's nothing
not.
Rainbow about those people at all.
No.
I mean, two of them together look like a bum. Seriously, like, and one of them is like, because I love, they but take, you, and the poor little things, they've got to take their clothes off to get photographed.
They do. For the
opening
terrible.
Credits. How humiliating.
Well, you know, they're losing weight, so it's good.
Well, they're not, they're, you
they're
know,
feeling
they're
better.
Not at their best at the beginning of the show.
That's true.
And then, like, two of them, one is a coach and one is a sportsman, and like, they're the size of Antarctica. And I was like, sweetheart, what game could you possibly play?
Rugby, maybe, or something?
Swallow the Twinkie. Like, hello. What?
But do you know, I was going to say.
I have a lot of love.
With what?
But not for the way that show's put together. There's two sisters.
Yes, yes.
And they've been eating out. They've been going at it hammer and tongs in mum's pantry, and they woke up one day and realised they were like 170 kilos. And they thought it'd be a really good idea to get on television and let's lose some weight. Anyway, but, you know, when the thing was, and, like, you know, I've been there. I know what it's like. But the thing is that, you know, you're going on a show and it's not a surprise. You know, you want to tap Caitlin on the shoulder and go, hey, blub, it's not a surprise. You're going to be doing exercise, sweetheart. So
why is it a surprise to
her?
Well,
she, every time she climbs on that stupid step machine, she cries.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. So what happened was Caitlin and her sister Dakin. I don't know. It sounds like an air conditioner. But like she, Dakin and Caitlin were like, Dakin and Caitlin decided that they were going to take on the rest of all the other, they had to, like, it was them against the other five couples.
Right, okay. Oh, and exciting.
I'm sitting there with a flu going, oh no, please don't take on the team. And so they have to lose like the majority of weight, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what channel is it on? Channel 10?
Yeah, one of those.
What they do is they set up the scenario, you know, like Caitlin and Dakin are going to take on, you know.
Yeah, they have to make it sound exciting. You know,
the two girls versus the five competitors.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. And what
so were you
next?
Were you enthralled at that
stage?
Yeah,
and I was going, oh, yeah. Tell me more, yeah. And then it goes, when we come back, let's see who Caitlin chooses to go against in the
ring. Okay.
And then
did it come back and did
no? And then they come back.
Yes.
And they go, before we left, Caitlin and Dakin, two fat chicks, were going to, and they have to go through the whole story again. And you go all the way through the story about when they were children and they swallowed sponge cakes whole, and they washed it down with a keg of Coke, and how they got there, and blah blah blah. And then again, and so it's such a long story. And then it gets to the end, and they go now. Now Caitlin and Dakin are up against the five competitors. And who do they pick next after this break?
So you didn't actually get to the point.
Yeah, and that's when you want to grab the frying pan and throw it at the television.
Oh,
you know,
Benny,
it's like...
What a terrible week you've had.
How hideous.
And there's Hey Hey by Dennis Ferrer.
I'm liking it.
Do you like that?
I'm liking the percussion.
Do you like percussion?
Love it. I don't mind. I love a little bit
but
of...
But you like the kettle drum.
I love a bit of a tap on the pigskin.
You also like a kettle drum.
I go crazy for
you love that calypso sound.
Oh, there's something a bit Bob Marley about me.
What do you think that might be?
I don't know.
Is it because you're imagining yourself?
But you know what? Yesterday I noticed three really hot guys with dreadlocks.
Yes. And what happened?
With that kind of Jamaican look about them. They had a touch of the Jamaicas about them.
They had a touch of the Jamaicas?
Well, it was either the touch of the Jamaicas or the touch of the Trinidads.
And so you enjoyed
and
that,
Tobago's.
Did you?
Well, it looked... One was at the service station filling up with, like, you know, unleaded petrol.
Yes.
And I sort of went in and, like, he was so cute, like, that I almost had to, like, I had to...
Did you dribble?
No, I didn't dribble. No, there was no pie involved. But I had to, like, coordinate it so that I opened the door for him.
Oh, look at you being all dainty.
Well, that those headlocks are heavy on your shoulders.
Dreadlock style.
Dreadlocks.
Not headlocks.
Dreadies. All three of them were driving. I've never seen.
How do you mean all at once?
They were driving cars.
Yes.
No, not people, the same car. In different cars.
Okay. People with dreadlocks drive cars, Benny.
Well, I've never really noticed.
Do you think they just walk the streets?
I've always seen them in a walking position. I've never seen them behind the wheel.
Of an automobile.
Well, I didn't think, you know, because when I see people with dreadlocks, it evokes a kind of...
You think beach.
I love painting a picture around people.
A margarita with an umbrella
like
in
if
it.
I see a person, I love to get out my paint.
And white linen pants.
My mental paint. And I create a little portrait around
them. A floral shirt.
Well, no. That's like that stupid hair.
I'm thinking cocktail.
You're
the movie cocktail.
You're thinking, Tom. That's your problem. You've got Tom Cruise on the mind.
Have I?
You're too...
What?
You're too...
What?
Beach Boys.
Well, you know, when I think of dreadlocks, that's what evokes. That's what I get in my head.
Usually when I evoke the dreadlock spirit, I start to itch. Because have you ever slept with someone with dreadlocks?
No, have you?
I'm trying to think if I have.
If you start to itch, I'd be worried.
I don't think I have because I think, you know, there is an element where dreadlock is kind of sexy, but then it's on borderline not washed, and then it sort of goes into orangutan. Do you know what I mean?
There is a tipping point.
Once it goes into orangutan, I smell off banana.
And it is the Homo Helpline.
It's Homo Helpline time.
Have we got any in? Because everyone's away. No one's got issues this weekend.
Oh, can you shut up about that?
But no one's got issues, Benny.
If they're in Sydney, they've got huge issues.
That's right, because we're not there.
Okay, dear Homo Helpline, I have a bit of a Homo Helpline. I kind of suck. Well, not particularly adept at flirting, and there's this guy I like. A guy that I like who is kind of subtly flirting with me when I come into the station. The station.
Here.
That's not aimed at us, is it?
When I come in.
Do I...
Well, is it here?
I don't know.
Or is it the petrol station?
That's what I mean. Is it the Joy station or...
Ooh,
they couldn't be talking about...
That's very close to home.
Has anyone been flirting with you?
I don't know.
No one's been flirting with me.
Well, maybe it's not us.
We need to ring this number. Do I just need to be myself or take a chill pill and just suss things out? I still want to know this guy, whatever happens, he's so genuine and warm. Love, Dave. Well, it's not me then.
Why?
Because I'm not genuine and warm.
You can be.
I'm harsh and cold and insincere.
Well, that's just for radio.
I know.
When you're off radio,
you're charming.
You're genuine and warm.
I am genuine and warm and sometimes even slippery.
Don't sell yourself short.
After a brandy and dry, of course, I get a bit moist. But, Oh, Dave, come out of the woodwork and come and see me now.
Dave, I don't know if he's talking about us, the station here.
Of course, everything in this show revolves around us. Dave has obviously walked into the studio, seen us and fallen in love with us.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works. And he wants to know how he can get into our...
Well, how is he going
to
do that?
He wants to know how he can get into our mantis. Apart from a crowbar... Oh.
Well, it could be Gra at the front.
Oh, it could be.
You could have a thing for Graham.
Look, I really think we need to maybe ring this mobile number.
Oh.
And find out if he's actually fallen in love with us.
Okay.
Come on, we should just rip the head off it. Shall we do an Ozzy Osbourne and just bite the head off it?
Well, you can do that. Yeah, why not?
Yes. So there's two...
You may not want to hear... If it's not about us, then it's kind of a letdown, really.
Oh, if it's not about us, it's totally bloody boring.
Are you just going to hang up on him?
Yeah, we'll just say, next. We've got Nick on the line. Hello, Nick.
Oh, hi, boys. How are you going?
Now, this is Nick the Normal.
Yes.
But living in?
No, just work in Frankston. I don't live in Frankston, no.
You just work in Frankston.
I live not far from the studio.
Oh.
Oh, really? How long does it take you to get down to Franger?
Oh, far too long.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do.
Well, at least there he's got...
Well, there's another normal point for you.
Thank you for that, yeah.
So how's it going down there? Why are you working so late,
Why are you working on a Friday night?
Oh, it's craziness. It's just craziness everywhere.
Are you on your own, honey?
No. I've got my fabulous friend here.
Oh, then I won't bother coming down.
Well, no, you're going to have to come down with the drinks, kids.
Yeah. We're going to bring the cocktails.
Oh, what sort of cocktail would you like?
Look, I think at this hour of the night, it really doesn't matter. You could be anything.
Could you go a Mo?
What's a Mo?
Like a mojito.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Could you? What about you and I, a big mojito and two straws?
bring it down and bring a camera.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your workmates would rib you.
Oh, they'd love it. Mm. They'd join in. She'd love it. Oh, no, she'd be right into that. She'd bring her own straw.
Oh, really? We love a girl that sucks.
Are you there all night, Nick?
Do you need any?
Nearly done.
Oh, that's good.
Well, then by the time we're going to be, if we leave now, we should be there Wednesday. Now, listen. Do you need any crackers or anything?
Crackers.
Look, some nibbles would be nice.
Yeah, a bit of a dip.
Yeah, a bit of a chip and a dip.
What about? How would a little baba ganoush go?
Oh, not this time of night. Oh, you're far not too early for a baba ganoush.
No mojito and a baba gunu.
I'll have the mojito, but I'll, you know, put the baba ganoush to the side.
I reckon we could have our own Mardi Gras, you know, down here this weekend.
Why not? One of you drive the car and the other one can stand on
it. I'll drive the float.
All right. Down on the pen.
Yes. What would the theme be? Oh, you know, we could put like a bucket full of soap, you know, on the roof and sort of blow bubbles and
gorgeous.
We go down.
Fabulous. Well, that'd be lovely. Yeah. But, I mean, it would clean Frank's enough of it, wouldn't it?
Right. All right, Nick the Normal. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Finish up what you're doing there and get into...
Oh, okay. Get out of here.
Yeah, get a bucket of chicken on the way home.
And some baba ganoush.
Yes. See you, Nick. Have a great
weekend. Bye, Nick. Bye. Thanks for listening to the show.
No worries. See
Ciao.
Bye, bye, darling. The Normal Nick from Frankston. The lovely Darren has sent in a message from his in Germany as we speak. He says, hello, Frank and Benny. Loving the show. Been listening via the internet for a few months now. Finally, it stopped snowing here in Frankfurt this week. Won't be long until spring arrives and I can slip back into the Lederhosen.
Oh, and do a bit of thigh slapping.
Yes. He goes, keep up the great work and say hi to my two favourite lesbians, Jen and Therese in Brunswick. Lots of love from Rogenbogen, Rainbow in Germany. Is that how you say Rainbow in Germany?
Regenbogen?
Regenbogen.
Regenbogen.
Regenbogen. Is that how you say Regenbogen is Rainbow? Does anyone know any German?
It might be.
Do you know a little German? Do you know a little German? Do you know a big German?
I know
German?
A large one.
Dear Homo Helpline, at work yesterday, one of the guys asked me if I was doing my fantasy football team this year.
Well, what does that mean, doing it?
I don't know. He goes, naturally, my first thought was, of course, I would. If I had any chance even to do my fantasy footballer, I'd jump at the chance, let alone the whole team. Before my mouth opened and noise started coming out, I realised that he probably meant something different to what I was thinking. But I don't really know what. He says here, what would a beige man mean when he's talking about doing a fantasy football team?
Well, I have no idea. What
and
does that
mean?
This
comes from Daniel.
Daniel, I'm as confused as you.
I've never heard of a fantasy football team.
What does that mean?
Is that like a meal, like a fantasy meal?
But he's saying I'm doing my fantasy football team this year. I can think of many ways to do a fantasy football team.
But I've never heard of this concept.
It is a little odd.
Can someone please explain? Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're checking.
Coming over with the flap tops. Fantasy Premier League. So what do they do? Manage your own fantasy team. What do you? Oh, is it a soccer team? Okay. And what do? You put it together. You put your own team together. Mm. And what's the point of it?
There's no sex.
Oh, there's beige people are boring as batshit. Now, Beryl wrote in. Beryl, I love Beryl because she's sitting in her car in the garage with the listening to the radio. But turn off the engine, Beryl. And she says, how cute was Johnny Weir the skater? And Eddie Maguire has him in his mitts. Now, you weren't here.
No, I missed. See, I'm not watching.
You weren't here. So, I need to explain to you what happened.
Okay, give me a rundown.
With Johnny Weir. Think Lady Gaga.
Oh, yes.
Then put her in ice skates. Then put a penis on her. Dye her hair black. And now you have Johnny Weir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, he won me over a little bit, Johnny Weir.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, was it the outfit?
I loved his outfit.
So was it very Lady Gaga?
Yeah. He's got a lot to give. It was one of these situations in the you know how ice skating is so political.
Is it?
Oh, it's like broadcasting. It's like working at Joy. What happened? That one of his teammates, the other American, because they're both very, very good. The other guy, he went on air and he did his dance and he got this like really gigantic score. So Johnny Weir, when Johnny Weir went on, he knew, because he was all nervous and he was crying, poor little thing.
Oh.
But he knew that basically there was no way he could ever win a medal.
Oh,
because you can't I think it was to do with the fact that they couldn't have two from America.
Right.
So that they're given all the points to one, he's not going to get any.
So he fell on his sword, did he? He just said, you take it. You take it.
No, well,
for
then
the team.
He did his best and he did a fantastic job. But now, what I didn't know was there must have been, during the whole Vancouver coverage stuff that Eddie Maguire does,
right,
that there must have been a little bit of tit for tat with Eddie Maguire. And I've heard people on radio talking about it, and they were talking about the fact that I heard people sort of having a go at Eddie.
Right.
Because he was a bit, they were saying it came off a bit homophobic.
Oh, okay.
But not what I saw. Eddie might have been, I thought Eddie handled it really fantastically. And I mean, I genuinely thought, sometimes you see people on air and you get a feeling. I got a feeling that they actually enjoyed his performance.
Right, okay.
Johnny Weir's performance. But Johnny Weir, when he came off, they got one of those swimming chicks. They gave her a microphone.
Someone she had no idea about ice skating.
I can't remember. She sells Panadols. Anyway, or muesli bars. So they were asking Johnny Weir about your gold medal. And he was like all, happy and Lady Gaga and he was like funny.
Yeah.
What I loved about Johnny Weir was that he wasn't actually skating for America. He was skating for all the rainbows.
Oh, so did you feel some kind of connection?
I did. I felt there's one of our reps. there's one of our glitter soldiers. And how much glitter? You know what? He was a real glitter advocate.
Was he?
And not only that, he was normal.
That's
good. He captured people's imagination. He
threw glitter around.
He threw a couple of handfuls of glitter at it, and everyone adored him. And I stood up and clapped. And
that's beautiful.
Good
Benny.
On you, Rainbow Agent. That's what we need. We need more Johnny Weirs.
That's a gorgeous story, Benny.
I love it.
And Benny, we got any more messages there?
None whatsoever.
Oh, no,
I do. I do. I have one from Jackson. Jackson wrote in, this was like not last week, the week before, well, you know, during the week, came through via www.
The interweb.
twofatlattes.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, someone rang in to say that the phone number for Joy wasn't correct, but we have double checked, haven't we, producer Paul, and it is 1-300-JOY-949 on the website.
Maybe they need to refresh remove the cache.
Oh, delete your cache.
Do you have to delete your
cache? He's got a dirty big cache, hasn't he?
I think it's retrieving old data.
He's got a very full cache with dirty old information.
it's good to empty it out every now and then.
Oh, unload it. Unload your cache, you dirty old thing. Get up with the times. Anyway, let's talk about Jackson. He says, hello, darlings, Aka, Frank. Love you too, Benny. Oh, there you go, Frank. So you're getting all... Last week, everyone was like, where's Frank?
Oh, they love me.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Anyway, he says, my name is Jay and I'm 16 years old and I live in a lovely little sunny suburb called Franger.
At least it's sunny.
It is. He says, but the nice upper class franger. There's no shirtless fugglies or much ecstasy.
Okay.
In his part of Franger.
Right. So he must be on the hill, on Oliver's Hill.
Oliver's Hill. Ooh.
He can see the city.
He can see the bay. anyway, I like a friend of a friend, and he likes me too. But I just don't see if he says, oh, you're so beautiful, then doesn't call me for a week.
I think he needs commas in that sentence.
Generation Y.
What is wrong with...
What is... You kids, get off your SMSs and learn your English. So let's try and read that again. Anyway, I like a friend of a friend, and he likes me too. But I don't see...
I just don't see...
It...
He...
He... he says, oh, you're so beautiful. Then he doesn't call me for a week.
He's very perverted.
Perverted at times, a little too much. I've just had some devastating family news.
And I don't think I can be bothered. I have no idea what to do. I'm a little confused by that.
Oh, Jackson, you've confused the shit out of the lattes. That's not very easy to do, but congratulations, you just did. Now, what I'm thinking is that he's got a friend of a friend, right? Yeah.
Who tells him he's beautiful.
Who tells him, yes. And then this person doesn't ring.
Right. I think
and this
that.
Has confused him.
Right.
And what I have to say, I'm putting my Generation X arm around Generation Y.
Yes.
And I'm saying...
Are you hugging?
I'm giving him a big hug.
Are you?
Poor little darling at 16 years old.
He's Gen Y.
16. What's 16 years ago?
90s.
Was he born in the 90s? Oh, my God.
I feel scared. I was at uni.
See, they haven't worked out that's what happened. Boys, you know how I've been saying,
what?
I've been bashing my drum, that men don't use telephones?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't call, well, even if they're interested.
It's because of this SMS thing that's going on.
But I don't think he hears anything from him, even an SMS.
Okay, so you're just giving him a hug.
So my advice to Jason is close your
Jackson.
Eyes. Jackson. Is close your eyes for, like, what? 4 years?
About four.
Go to sleep for 4 years. Come back when you're 20.
Yeah, hibernate.
Yes. Because nothing good can come of it now. We should have a little classroom of little puppies. Why don't we run a class of lattes? Why don't we do that?
Why don't we?
We should be like nuns, like Sister Mary Benny and Sister Franca Sten.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.